Welcome to CYC Podcast, Discussions on Child and Youth Care, Episode 57. I'm Wolfgang Vashon. The music you hear behind me is the entrance of the youth delegates to the 20th Biennial Conference of the South African National Association of Child Care Workers, held in Cape Town. The song being sung is about going to Cape Town for this conference. In June of this year, I had the opportunity to attend this amazing conference. Over the next couple months, I'll be posting different presentations that I recorded while in Cape Town. Dr. Tom Garfat spoke several times at the conference. What you will hear today was his presentation titled Characteristics of Child and Youth Care. You can read much more about these characteristics by going to cyc-net.org and searching Characteristics of a Relational Child and Youth Care Approach. I have also posted a link to a chapter on this topic from the podcast site, www.cycpodcast.org. I hope you enjoy this presentation.
I am going to introduce Dr. Tom Garfat. Dr. Tom Garfat has been a child and youth care worker for the past 40 years. He worked with troubled children and families. Dr. Tom Garfat is a child and youth care worker, and as a child and youth care worker, he worked in emergency placement programs for adolescents. Later, he also worked as the director of a community-based family counseling program where he taught child and youth care workers and families at the University of Victoria. Tom also worked as a director of a treatment center in Canada, which was the largest child and youth care agency in Montreal. He holds a PhD degree. I invite you to this platform to come and share your experiences with us.
Here's a clicker. Good. I'll figure this out as we go along, I guess. Madame Ministre, it is an honor to be in your presence. I was there once before when you made a commitment to child and youth care workers, and I'm here today after that commitment has been fulfilled. I wish you would come to our country and teach our politicians how to support child care workers. My name is Tom, and I am a child care worker. I have always been a child care worker. I think I might have been born a child care worker. It just took me 20 years to figure that part out. I've been asked today to come and talk just a little bit about what we might mean by... Can somebody show me how to work this? What we might mean by therapeutic child and youth care practice, or clinical child and youth care. Which button do I push? This one? Okay, thanks. See, that's the child care approach. When you're stuck, if you ask and you're open and you're willing to be vulnerable, somebody will help you out. That's the way we are. So let me talk about a few of the things that are important to me and in some ways try to just maybe open up our thinking about child and youth care practice just a little bit more. We focus on safety, of course. Child and youth care workers are constantly focused on safety because all children need the experience of safety. They need to feel secure. They need to feel non-threatened. They need to feel that in this moment, I can be safe. And in many ways, this is the essence and the foundation of our practice, but it is certainly not all of it. But CYCs, child care workers, specialize in the creation of contexts of safety. Support. Children need support. They need support where they live their lives as they live their lives. They need to feel the support and the safety in the context in which they live. They need support to heal, to recover, and to grow. And part of our job is to figure out how to create contexts of safety for children where the children live, so that they can live in their communities and in their worlds. Children need safe and supportive relationships. Children need to feel safe from others. They need to feel safe to be me, because so many of the children that we work with don't feel safe to just be themselves in the world in which they find themselves. And they need to feel especially that it is safe to be me in relationship with others, because for many of them, that has been the place of their pain. Unsafe, hurt, and traumatized in relationships with others. And so what we need to do as child and youth care workers is create experiences of what we might call relational safety. At this moment, in this relationship, with this person, in this context, I feel safe. And that's one of the things child and youth care workers do best. They take this moment and make it a moment within which this child, for perhaps the first time in a long time, feels safe in this moment with another significant person. We help young people build meaningful connections. As we connect with them and we create moments of relational safety with them, we also help them move out and make other connections where they might grow and explore and heal with adults, with families, with peers. They need connections with their community, with their culture, with themselves. Larry Brentrow recently said that many of the children with whom we work qualify for the diagnosis of disconnection. They are disconnected from significant others. They're disconnected from those who might love them. They're disconnected from those who might care for them. And unfortunately, are often connected with those who might harm them. Part of safety is feeling secure in your connections with other people. And feeling safe in connections with others is part of what gives us the courage to take the steps that we need to take in order to make the changes that we need to make in our life. And we do all of this on a day-to-day basis, and all of this is therapeutic. It's not therapy, but it is therapeutic in the sense that healing from any kind of pain through doing any activity is a therapeutic thing to do. But the therapeutic aspects of child and youth care practice, especially clinical child and youth care practice, go far beyond the meeting of basic needs such as safety and support and connectedness. Child and youth care workers are specialists also in helping young people take the first step that they need to take in order to move forward in the world and live and be and act and do differently. You all have in your conference bags one of these little circles that identify the characteristics of a child and youth care approach that have been gathered from all over the world, amalgamated and brought together as a way to try and define how we work and who we are. And I'm not going to go through them because you have them in your bag, but let me simply say that these have been influenced by people from all over the world, and especially I want to note that they've been influenced by the child and youth care workers of South Africa. And especially in the first quadrant, in the first section where you see the word love, which we threw out of the field many years ago, and the South African child and youth care workers have helped to bring us back. Howard Bath from Australia said that there are three pillars of trauma-informed care, and they are safety, connections, and managing emotional responses, that this is what traumatized children need, to feel safe, to be in connection or in relationship, and to manage their emotional reactions. And you'll have noticed that even in the simple few minutes that we had before, when I was speaking, that we've really, in many ways, covered those first two, haven't we? The need for safety, it's part of how we are with children. The need for connections, it's part of our belief about how we work and what children need, and so it's there in our everyday. And as for the managing emotional reactions, I'm going to show you in just half a second how good you are at just doing just that. The child and youth care approach, outlined the way it was, covers all these areas. And in clinical child and youth care practice, we are able to help children recover from their trauma experience, to build meaningful and safe connections. We help them to learn to respond differently to their experiences and to live in their world differently, because one of the things that happens for many of the children with whom we work is because of the pain and trauma of their history, they've learned to act in the world in a way that is harmful to themselves or to others. And part of our job is to help them find ways to live in the world that is not harmful to themselves or to others. And we do this through what we call the therapeutic use of everyday life events, and this is the essence of child and youth care practice. Working in the life space of children to help troubled children, young people and families live their lives differently as they are living it, where they are living it, while they are living it, not isolated somewhere in an edifice or an office, but rather on the streets, in the community, in their homes, wherever it happens to be where they live their lives. And here is a part of how we do it. We are specialists, you are specialists, all of you, in making moments meaningful. You be in that moment with that young person, and in the context of that moment, you help somehow to help the young person and yourself connect that moment to the goals that you have for the future. So if I want to live in the world in a different way, the child care worker helps me realize that if I, in this moment, do this thing, it will be connected to these goals that we've established, and we will take one simple step forward. And we all know that that's how the journey begins. One simple step forward. So we set goals with young people, like perhaps to learn to act more responsibly in the world. And now a moment appears when we just have the opportunity to say hello or introduce them to somebody else, and we ask ourselves the question, how can I use this moment to help this child take one step towards being more responsible, less violent, less whatever, more whatever it happens to be? We use this moment, you use those millions of moments to help young people take one step forward, and using this moment to learn how to live in the world differently where they live. Child and youth care workers are specialists in this. And so every moment of every day, in every interaction with a child, you ask yourself this question, how can this moment help this child take one step forward? Bless you all.
This concludes this month's episode of CYC Podcast.
Tune in next time for more discussions on child and youth care. Subscribe to us on iTunes or Stitcher.
Visit us online at cycpodcast.org.